I'm gonna read a scripture in a minute where you said it. I am committed to do exactly what you say. I don't care what it costs. I don't care what I feel. I don't care what it's like. It's what you want. I trust you completely, totally. Not halfway. I'm not gonna get there part of the way and then say, no, I ain't going no further. He said, not as I will, but thy will. Okay? Are you with me so far? He said, nevertheless, as I will, not as I will. And he cometh to his disciples, find them asleep. And he said unto the Peter, and what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit, now he's talking about the spirit. Look what he said about the spirit. The spirit indeed is what? But what's happened to the flesh? See, the flesh wanted to bail out on it. It didn't want to suffer that pain. The flesh don't want to stand when you're in the midst of a test. You got a bill you can't pay, and you don't see the money. The flesh want to cry, ah, I don't know what I'm going to do. But your spirit said, trust God, stand strong. He know how to get the money to you. But your flesh said, no, it want to whine, it want to cry. If it's a pain, if it's something else, the flesh, the mind are beginning to try to figure out, now what can I do? Who can I call? Where can I go? I don't know what to do. Well, why'd you, well, shut up then. You don't know what to do. Just hey, stop confusing me. So he said, wait, I'll stop at verse 41. He's watching. Yep. What, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not where? See, notice what he said. Watch and pray that you enter where? Not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is. He went away again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. Whew. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. He left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples and said unto them, sleep on now. They went to sleep on him in his most crucial hour. You ever notice in a church service, people will sleep at the most crucial time of the service? They will go to sleep at the most crucial time. They need to be hearing what's being said by the Holy Ghost. They said, no. Get home, turn the TV on, don't blink an eye. And you know I'm telling the truth. Something wrong with that. Jesus, the time Jesus needed some support, they went to sleep on it. But my point is, this was the beginning. And when they took him to the judgment hall and they beat him and did all those things, spit on him and lied on him, and did, he was prepared then, but that was a shame. See, to do somebody like they did Jesus, at all. I mean, you couldn't find one bad thing he had done. Not one. And they treat him like a criminal. They treated him worse than any criminal that they ever had crucified. Because Isaiah says that his vengeance was so marred till he didn't even look like a man. They beat him. They treated him like he was the worst criminal. And then let the criminal go. Huh? Then they turned him loose. Said, give us Barabbas. We don't want to crucify Jesus. He despised the shame. But God said, I'm going to bring you back. And he trusted God, his father. Now he's sitting at the right hand of God. I'm saying all of this so you can see. This is the kind of faith you got on the inside of you. You're born again. So there's nothing wrong with your faith. What we need to do is feed it. We need to attack that doubt, that unbelief, that insecurity, and all that junk Satan been saying because you, see the thing is, see, Satan will use whatever you're weak, wherever you find yourself weak at, he'll use it. If you don't have much education, he'll blow that up in your face. If somebody done you wrong years ago, he keep bringing that up. Huh? If you in a tight situation, he'll keep telling you you'll never make it out of that because of this. He'll bring all kinds of excuses. And see, that's a distraction, and you need to overcome that. And you need to do whatever you need to do to overcome that. And the scripture said, listen to me good. The word says the reason why you overcome, and I can overcome, because the word said, greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. You can't, but if you don't attack it, if you just sit there and be lazy or feel sorry for yourself or feel and get real pitiful and try to put on a face and an expression that somebody feels sorry for you and just come on, baby, I'm gonna help you. Well, when you get through that one, you got another one. So they will just keep coming until you make up your mind that I'm not gonna live like this. Hallelujah. And so Jesus, what he wanted, he is the reason why he sat down, because he finished. This faith will work. It will turn loose all of God. Any kind of, let me say it like this, because I don't know all he had. Any kind of, every kind of power God got, this faith will turn it loose. You know how to get it. Because his word is God. And his words are filled with his faith. They are faith-filled words. And you have a heart that will believe the word of God. Now watch what he said. This is counting what I just read. He said in Luke 24:26, and I'm reading this from the Amplified, this particular verse, 26th verse, was it not necessary and essentially fitting that the Christ, the Messiah, should suffer all these things before entering into his glory, his majesty, and his splendor? See, he has entered into his glory. Remember in the 17th chapter of the Gospel of John? He was praying because it was about time for him to go to the cross. He said, Father, glorify me again like with your own self, like I had before the world, you know, before he unrolled himself. He said, glorify me again. And he did. He had entered into his, but watch this. He had entered into his glory, his majesty, his splendor. Now watch this. Look what's so good. He entered back. He's been glorified. He entered into that. Guess what? He took you and me in there with him. Oh, my God. Now we have been in there with it. Your faith to get you what you need from God. Your faith to do what you need done in your life. That's why Timothy 6:12 said, fight the good fight of faith. Notice it didn't say just fight the fight of faith. It said fight the good fight of faith. Why? Because it wins. It's a good fight. Anything, when you win, that's a good fight. You ever been in a fight and got beat up? You didn't go around telling everybody I was in a good fight. You didn't want nobody to know it. But if you won, you would tell people, I was in a good fight. I whooped their tail. Yeah, you tell her, I whipped that sister, I whipped that scoundrel. Won't you say it? But if you got whipped, you didn't want nobody to know it. Watch this.